Hi, Lane.
Hi,
yeah.
Lane. How you doing? My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your honest opinion. Do you have a few minutes to do a survey with me?
What kind of survey?
It's just a bunch of questions, like what's going on in your community, you know, the upcoming elections, if you've seen what's happening in the news, things like that.
All right, I'll give you a minute.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. So let's go ahead and get started right here. Does anyone in your house, is there anyone member of like a radio or television station, newspaper, or advertising agency in your home?
No.
Okay. Now, as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State, and legislature? And local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on August 20th. Are you definitely going to vote?
Probably.
Probably? Okay, so let's see. That's actually one of the answers right here. So I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Is that okay? Somewhat likely to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay. And what is the main racial background in your home?
We're both white.
White? Okay.
American.
And American. Okay, that's fair. Now, your age range, please. Are you within 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66, 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Okay. And let's go on to the next one. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I think they're getting away from what the Keys used to be. And
okay.
With the businesses and mostly the businesses.
Okay. We love that you express yourself and give us your honest opinion right here, okay? So from the two options, so would you say it's heading in the wrong track?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so from the following list, which issues should your local elected official in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your families? I'm going to read you a list, and you tell me which one you agree with, okay?
Okay.
Taxes and county government spending, property insurance costs, overdevelopment, affordable housing, crime and public safety, protecting the environment, illegal immigration, hurricane and flood preparation, inflation and the cost of things that gas, like gas and groceries, traffic and congestions. Which one do you believe should be a more focused point?
Well, you mentioned quite a few.
But
and
maybe
I can't
one
remember.
Of those stuck out to you real good.
Well,
I can read the list to you again.
First of all, you mentioned overdevelopment, and I think overdevelopment. It's hell to get out on the road on the weekend to go to the grocery store or anything else. It's just absolutely terrible. The traffic is held up. And then, not that I have anything against DeSantis, but then he opens up another lobster day a week
right.
and a half away from the other 2 days. I don't like the immigration thing, although they're handling it
mm-hmm.
what we hear, but it's like what we don't hear. And I think that we're probably getting a lot of the migrants through
right.
here. And I can't remember some of the others, but
like
the
hurricane
cost,
and flood preparation.
The,
uh-huh.
the hurricane stuff is fine. You know, it's all, they can tell you all this stuff and everything, but it comes, the bottom line is you yourself have to do the preparing and leaving if necessary and, you know, the whole
thing. That's a good point. That's a good point there, because if you choose to live in a certain area, you know, like, the pros and cons, and you should be preparing yourself. I completely get your point of view. Now, out of those two, which one stuck out to you the most? The illegal immigration one, or
the overdevelopment?
Okay.
Overdevelopment, yeah.
Okay. So let's go on to the next one here. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with, okay? So please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay?
Okay.
So we have Melissa Tomey.
I never heard of her.
Never heard of her, okay? That's
no.
Fair. Donald Trump.
Well, of course, everybody heard of Donald Trump.
Now, are you favorable towards him or unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable? Or you'd rather not give your opinion?
No, I'll tell you, Donald Trump. He's the only one I think that can get us out of the mess country that Biden put us in. Or
now,
the Democratic Party, excuse me.
Right. I completely hear you out there. Now, there's two options, very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Very favorable for Donald Trump.
What about Ron DeSantis?
I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's a conscientious, good guy that will work for the state of Florida. Plus, I also think he would be a good president.
Okay. So that's very favorable, I take it then, right?
Yes. I guess that sounds like it.
Yeah, okay, so the next one, Joe Biden.
He's no good.
No good.
He's crooked, he's a liar, and I wouldn't trust him for nothing. Even all this stuff that they're doing now on TV after this assassination attempt, they're just trying to put themselves in a good light.
I completely hear you. So would you say you're very unfavorable towards them then?
Yes, extremely.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. What about Paul Wunderlich?
I have no idea who he is.
Okay, never heard of him. What about Holly Merrill?
No, never heard of her either.
Okay. Rick Ramsey?
He's sheriff, isn't he?
I believe so.
Well, then I heard of him. I guess he's doing a good job.
Okay. So let's bear with me right here. You're doing a great job, by the way. So never heard of them. Let's go on to the next one. Let's see here. And thinking ahead of the primary elections for Monroe County Commission, if they were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? So we have Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, who's a Republican candidate as well, and we have this Holly Merrill Rasheen, who is a Republican candidate. For whom would you vote for?
Okay, Holly Rasheen, I heard of. She's been, has she been a representative for Monroe County for several years now? Evidently, she's doing a good job. The other two, I really don't know.
Okay, so Holly Rasheen.
Who could I vote? Probably her. Probably Holly.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, now, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Rasheen?
Well, unless I see some kind of literature on the other two, I probably would.
Okay, so probably. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Rasheen is doing as your county commissioner?
I suppose so. She's been doing the job for a while now. So,
right, yes, yes.
You know.
So there's a I strongly agree or somewhat approve are the two top answers if you want to select one. That was your opinion.
You mean of Holly?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, what were they again?
So strongly approve or somewhat approve of Holly as county commissioner?
I'll say somewhat approve.
Somewhat. Okay, good. All other things being equal, which of the following candidate would you be more likely to support in the elections for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government?
I don't know.
That's a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't give you an answer because I just don't know.
Just don't know?
It would probably be just like if there was some literature out on each one of them, then
right.
I
but
would read it and I would make my decision.
So let's say that this is not something that's going to be held. You know, this is just your opinion and all kept confidential. If you just had to choose from one of those, which one of those most likely fits something that you would make a decision upon?
What were their names again?
So it's not a name. So it's just saying, I'm going to read it all over, okay? But it doesn't give you a name exact. So all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in an election for a county commission? So a name is not given, but a candidate who currently serves on county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring fresh perspective to reform county government.
Okay, probably the one that's already in there.
Okay. And now, do you think Monroe County is growing or developing?
It's growing through development.
Oh, is it? Okay, so would you say too fast?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the elections for Monroe Commission? A candidate's position on future development in Monroe, or a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
Probably making it more affordable.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you favor or oppose a plan bringing Publix grocery store to Tavernier along 86 units of workforce housing?
Well, that's another one of them things. I don't think we need another grocery store. We got a Winn-Dixie 10 miles up the road. We got a Publix 10 miles down the road. We have a Publix, so why do we need a Publix at 5 miles.
So you're not too fond of that idea. Would you say you oppose somewhat or strongly oppose?
Well, I would have to say strongly oppose.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, the only reason that I figure that they'll put the Publix there is so they're going to try to put low-cost housing on the rest of the piece of property there.
Yeah.
And that means more development. More people, more traffic.
I roughly have to say I do agree with you on that. It's just the idea of bringing more. It sounds like a developing project, and it looks like it's going to be more people involved and more of this and more of that. I completely agree with you. I have to say that you do have a point there. Now, moving on forward to the next one, as you may know, Monroe County has taken a major infrastructure project to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopter, which airlifts critical injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. Now, to pay for these projects, property taxes have raised by about $11 per month for average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay. Now, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay necessary infrastructure projects. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. That's one opinion. The other opinion is, during these challenging times, we should not be rising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes. And while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Those are two opinions. They're strong opinions, I have to say that. And which one fits your needs, let's say that?
I don't know. I don't think I can answer that question right now.
Okay.
I have to have more time to think about that.
I mean, I have a couple hours left on my shift. I don't mind. Okay, like I said, it's just a humble conversation. It makes good talk. It makes good talk. Now, I do believe that the rapid growth is one issue, and let's say that the taxes is another, right? Which one of those two bottles your mind a little bit more than the other one? You know, there's always one thing that makes you a little bit more uneasy or takes away that 1 minute from sleep at night. Which one of those will keep you up at night?
Probably nothing. I don't have a trouble sleeping no matter what goes on. But there's points off of the first question, and then there are good points, and then there's good points in the other, and you know, but they sort of affect each other, so I really can't give you a good answer.
Okay. Now, you know, there is another option here where maybe I can put, like, you refuse or don't know. I'll go with that one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, this is towards the end right here already, okay? This is one of the last things. Now, I'm going to read you some. This is the most reading I'm going to do, so bear with me, okay? If you knew the following statements about Holly Rasheen were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly in primary elections for Monroe Commission? If each would make no difference, you can also say that as well, okay? So I'm going to read you some statements right here. You let me know if you're much more likely to still vote for her, or it makes you much less likely to do so, or it makes no difference, okay? Now,
okay.
Holly Rasheen is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rasheen has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Is that a true statement? Does it make you much more likely or much less likely?
Probably a lot more likely.
Okay. During these tough times, Holly Rasheen voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. If that is true, would that make you much less likely to vote for her or much more likely? Or it makes no difference?
What is she? Is she a Republican or a Democrat?
Let me check my stats, okay?
Okay.
I believe she's a Democrat.
Okay. Well, that would be raising taxes would be a no-no for me. So, okay, if you're going to ask all these questions about
mm-hmm.
her, I would have to weigh
You know what? I just found the stat. She's actually a Republican. She's registered as a Republican Party.
Really? I can't.
Yes.
I do not like the idea of her, raising taxes.
I mean, who would like that idea? But so does that make you much less likely to vote for her if that was true, or if that happens?
No, less likely.
Okay. Now, let's go on to the next one. Holly Rasheen understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rasheen has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Does that make you much more likely to vote or less likely?
Probably more likely.
Okay. With high housing costs and a lack of options for many, Holly Maria Rasheen supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. How do you feel about that? Does it make you much less likely or much more likely?
Well, I'm going to have to say less likely.
Okay. Now, Holly Rasheen believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catches up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect the quality of life. Do you believe that's much more likely or less likely?
No, probably more likely.
Okay. Now, Ms. Rasheen is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayers' dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Do you believe that? And does it make you much less likely to vote for her or more likely?
Less likely.
Okay. So we're almost done right here. You're doing an excellent job, and you've done a wonderful conversation with me. I'm so grateful. Now, if Holly Rasheen has worked to support Monroe County's tourist industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents, Rasheen has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Does that make you much more likely or less likely?
Probably less.
Okay.
Less likely.
So this is the last of the statements right here. Holly Rasheen is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rasheen has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life. Does that make you much less likely or more likely to vote for this, Ms. Rasheen?
Probably less likely.
Okay. And now taking into account everything you heard, if primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And it's the same list that I gave you earlier. Just want to know if they changed your mind after everything you've heard. Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate. Paul Wunderlich, he's also a Republican candidate, or Holly Rasheen, a Republican candidate?
Well, after all that, probably I would vote for either one. What did you say her name was?
Melissa.
Melissa, or what's his name? Frank?
Paul Wunderlich?
Yeah, either one of those. Like I said, I would have to read over their bios to make up my mind which one.
Okay. So let's say Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're almost done right here. Bear with me. And would
you
say you are... I'm like at 90% done, and it's very important. We want to complete this, And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Melissa, a Republican? Would you say you probably or definitely will vote for her?
Probably.
Okay. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less, between 6 to 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Okay. And if you were a, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably liberal.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? High school, some college, some trade school?
High school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for participating. You've been great. Have yourself a wonderful evening, okay?
Okie dokie. You too.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.